Ramsey is one of the most at-risk areas for tidal floods. So obviously ensuring that our quayside and the properties around there are properly protected is important. I would caveat that there's got to be the right flood protection for the town.
What do you hope that people and the DOI and yourselves at the commissioners get out of the drop-in sessions, which I think are starting next week?
Yeah, so the DOI are going to be in the town hall from Monday, and they're here all week during the day, and they will be here on Thursday until 7 p.m. I think it's massively important that people at Ramsey see the proposed plans that the DOI wish. It's going to go through planning, so everyone have the right to have their say. But this next week is all about information so that people have a full awareness of exactly what the proposals will look like and what the impact will be on the town.
How much of a problem is flooding in Ramsey at the moment? Obviously, there haven't been many recently, but I imagine it used to be a problem. So what kinds of things do you experience as a town?
I think what we have is the threat of flooding, because whilst currently it's only a couple of centimetres a year, they get a bit of a corner wet. But obviously, what happened 15, 20 years ago when Parliament Street ended up flooded, there's massive property damage, you know, impacts on insurance. So it's not a case of every year we have issues, but when it does flood, they are big issues.
How long have you been waiting for flood defences?
The flood defences have been on the agenda for many, many years. The last time that they came up with plans was around 2021, and they were widely rejected due to the large loss of parking, amongst other reasons. And I know in 2022, the DOI entered into a year-long consultation with various stakeholders from the town, the commissioners and Chamber of Commerce, to try and get a pragmatic solution that delivers flood prevention whilst also maintains as much parking as possible. The plans the DOI submitting now, I don't believe reflect the 2022 agreement whatsoever. I think they've just gone straight back to the drawing board and are more like to the 2021 plans. So I'll be very interested to see the town's reaction to them.
Why do you think these plans and the drop-in session next week have come forward now?
I think the DOI have been working on it and have had them ready to go. Exactly right now, unsure. It's coming up to, it's a strange time budget season wise. It's an election year, but I'm not entirely sure that it's going to be entirely positively received. But the tide cares not for the calendar, so it will be coming and flooding at some point. So anytime's the good time, I guess. I think the DOI have been talking about the plans and all the positives for the flood defences. I think it's really important that the residents of Ramsey see what the impact, quite a high wall around the quayside, will do. It will be a massive visual change to the town and will be a huge loss of parking in the town centre. And those are two issues that the people of Ramsey really have to weigh up for the potential benefits of flood defences and let their feelings be known. The planning process has to reflect the views of everybody and the various issues that the flood defences create as well as solve.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.